Hello, this is Mary Moreland reading the News Gazette Part 1 for Thursday, March 19, 2020. Corona response, empty streets, rising totals. 128 new cases reported. Dick's Field and Stream latest to close. Champaign County's confirmed case count is still one, but the statewide total nearly doubled from Tuesday to Wednesday, from 160 to 288. Also, two new Illinois counties, Kendall and Madison, were added to the list of places with confirmed cases. As of Wednesday, at least one resident had tested positive for COVID-19 in 17 of Illinois' 102 counties. Among the updated count are 20 new cases at a long-term care facility in DuPage County that first reported a confirmed case Saturday. The state's death count remains at one. Retired nurse Patricia Friesen, 61, of Chicago. The grim truth is these numbers will continue to grow significantly, as will likely the unfortunate statistic of fatalities, Illinois Department of Public Health Director Dr. Nosy Ezeki warned Wednesday. Ezeki said the state has the capacity to test 60 to 100 samples per day, but with the ongoing deficiency of tests, it will take every single one of us to make every sacrifice that we can to reduce the virus. Marketplace Mall remains open, but one of its anchors announced it would shut down for the next 2 weeks. CEO Ed Stack said Wednesday that all Dick's Sporting Goods and Field & Stream locations would close at the end of business, with plans to reopen on April 2nd. Danville Mayor Ricky Williams, Jr. announced Wednesday that all positions with the capacity to work from home will do so effective immediately, adding essential city services will continue uninterrupted. An agency order signed by Mayor Diane Marlin will allow Urbana bars, restaurants, and microbreweries to deliver alcohol in its original sealed packaging for off-site legal consumption. Illinois State Police Director Brendan Kelly said law enforcement personnel are prepared to enforce Governor J.B. Pritzker's order for restaurants and bars to remain closed to dining customers. Failure to do so is a misdemeanor. Election 2020, the day after, Champaign County Clerk, Recorder, ballots counted too early. Sheldon, timestamp on first results was from Monday, which would violate state law. Many of the early votes cast in Champaign County for the primary election may have been counted the night before Election Day in violation of state law. The first summary report of the election returns, posted shortly after the polls closed Tuesday by Democratic Chairman County Clerk Aaron Amons, appears to have been created at 10:19 p.m. Monday, according to the timestamp on the report. State law mandates that early ballots cannot be counted until after the polls close on Election Day, and they are to be counted in the presence of both political parties, according to Republican County Recorder Mark Sheldon, who once served as clerk. "I cannot emphasize enough how out of line this is," Sheldon said. "Literally in the dark of night, they're counting votes with no Republicans present and uploading them into the system." Reached by the News Gazette on Wednesday, Amons said he was still too busy with the election work to answer questions. "Now is not the time," he said. Part of the report that includes a timestamp from Monday night has been posted on the Champaign County Republican Party's Facebook page. "Were you on pins and needles about the results of the election last night?" "You should be," said a post by Sheldon. "Legally, we all have to wait until 7 o'clock on election night to start getting results." The state statute says early ballots shall be counted at the election authority's central ballot counting location and shall not be counted until after the polls are closed on election day. According to the unofficial totals posted by Amon's office, there were 32,917 ballots cast in Champaign County. About 46% of those were cast and received by the close of the early voting period, according to the numbers provided to the News Gazette by Amon's chief deputy clerk, Angela Patton. 13,235 in person and 2,064 by mail that were received by the end of the early voting period on Monday. That leaves over 1,000 mailed votes to be counted, according to figures provided Monday by Patton. Mailed ballots must be postmarked by Election Day, and the clerk has until March 31st to receive and count them. After viewing the timestamp on the first report from Champaign County, Illinois State Board of Elections spokesman Matt Dietrich said it does appear the clerk's office ran the early voting numbers in advance of Election Day. They are not supposed to do that, he said. By statute, that's not the way the process is supposed to work. But, Dietrich said, what he hasn't seen any evidence of is that the report created Monday night was released to the public before polls closed on Election Day, which would have the potential to influence voters. Sheldon said he doesn't trust any of the results in Champaign County and thinks the vote should be recounted. He has complained to both the state's attorney's office and the state board of elections, he said. Dietrich said it wasn't clear whether his agency would forward the complaint to Champaign County State's Attorney Julia Reitz or Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul. Graduations in limbo. Fantastic finish? Hardly. U of I high school seniors rocked by uncertainty. Cameron Schaefer got the news Tuesday in a mass email from the University of Illinois. May's graduation ceremonies had been called off. Truthfully, it's a big disappointment, Schaefer said. Going through the grind in the late nights, the light at the end of the tunnel was to eventually get that diploma and celebrate with my friends in our caps and gowns, just to have pictures that will last forever standing in front of the alma mater. Schaefer is a senior in industrial engineering. Because of the ongoing threat from the coronavirus, any graduation celebration will be virtual. It isn't exactly the most blissful ending, but some things are bigger in this world, Schaefer said. So you respect those decisions made by the administration, knowing they were tough decisions. They didn't want to do it, but they have to do it, he said. Schaefer has been looking for jobs and setting up interviews, doing what is needed to set up the next step in life. Now it is on hold. Schaefer is currently at home with his family in Libertyville. He scrapped a spring break trip to Cabo San Lucas, Mexico, that he had been planning with 20 friends. You've got to help flatten the curve, he said. Schaefer is soon to be a third-generation Illinois graduate. His grandfather, Lewis, who passed away in 1994, was on the U of I civil engineering faculty for four decades. Cameron's dad, Steve, a 1982 Urbana High School graduate, studied kinesiology at the U of I in the 1980s. Now a physical education teacher, Steve skipped his own undergraduate ceremony. Cameron Schaefer was going to complete his dad's journey. I was like, okay, I'm going to see what it's all about, Steve Schaefer said. The Schaefers were working on graduation party plans for Cameron. They were to be met in CU by Steve's brothers from North Carolina. The Schaefers wanted to attend both the larger commencement at Memorial Stadium and the engineering celebration. What did Steve Schaefer think about the cancellation? I was bummed, but I'm not shocked, he said. I knew where this was going. Everybody has a responsibility in this. We're disappointed. He worked hard for 4 years. He wanted to see the end of this. Unfortunately, he is not going to have that opportunity. But that is no different than the basketball team not playing in March Madness, either. Dan and Amy Trotter got hit with the graduation double whammy and maybe triple. The couple from Kildare had two children scheduled to walk in the U of I's May ceremony. Son Jack is a senior in industrial design. Daughter Catherine is completing her master's in urban planning and development. They get the paper without the pomp. I think it's understandable, Dan Trotter said. Disappointment for the kids. This has been rather abrupt. You go home for spring break and potentially don't go back. Or you go back to your apartment and move your stuff out. The finality of it, where you don't go through those last weeks of excitement. I hate to see the kids denied that kind of closure. Dan Trotter attended Illinois in the 1980s. He went to the 1984 Rose Bowl and saw talented men's basketball teams coached by Lou Henson. Until lately, his children didn't have much to root for. This year there was some excitement, Trotter said. There's a sense of school pride. Then you had the rug yanked out from under you. Catherine Trotter has two part-time jobs in CU. She is an intern in Champaign's planning department and also works in Urbana. Amy Trotter found a positive in the disruption. My wife is giddy because she has all her kids home, Dan Trotter said. It's kind of like Christmas vacation. Their third child, Maggie, is a senior at Stevenson High School. No decision has been made there yet. Everything is on hold right now, Dan Trotter said. While the U of I and Illinois State have decided to cancel graduation ceremonies, area high schools have yet to make that call. Carrie Dean has been planning for Tuscola's May 23rd graduation. Her daughter, Carly, is a senior. The tradition in Tuscola is for the families to have an open house. The Deans reserved a room at the First Christian Church in Tuscola. It can involve many people from the community and families from far away. Now, obviously, those are altered, Dean said. We're wondering if that is going to happen. The Deans have family scheduled to come from Minnesota. On Tuesday, Kansas Governor Laura Kelly announced all schools in her state would be closed for the remainder of the semester. That hit home for Dean. I've had some sad girls, Dean said. Carly's sister Kate is a sophomore. The seniors have an awards ceremony the day before graduation. That's when scholarships and honors are presented to the class. Pictures for students with 4.0 grade point averages and perfect attendance, a chance to celebrate achievement. All of that is in question now, and it's just sad, Carrie Dean said. It's also a learning experience. Tuscola English teacher Christy Hull sent a note that read, Isn't it neat that our next unit is on change? And encourage the girls to write about that in journal, Carrie Dean said. We're going to be doing that. Dean said the family tries to focus on better days ahead. This is going to make you stronger, she said. Life is about change. Life is about being flexible. Those that are going to succeed. We've talked about that as a family. Michelle Trame's daughter, Stephanie, is a senior at St. Joseph Ogden. Like the Deans, they are awaiting word on the May 17th graduation ceremony. Stephanie Trame is planning a party with one of her friends. The family wants to see it happen, but understands there are no guarantees. I'm sad for the seniors, Michelle said. I'm hopeful that things get cleared up in the next few months, and the students that are making their college choices right now are still able to enroll at the college of their choice. Stephanie Trame is undecided on which college she will attend. It's a bit of a stressful time knowing that some of those schools we were still planning to visit right now aren't offering on-campus visits, Trame said. The Trames are looking at online campus tours. We're taking it day by day and working through it together as a family, Trame said. We're telling her eventually everything's going to be okay. She's going to graduate high school and she's going to be successful in college somewhere. It's just interesting times right now that everyone is going through. I think it helps that everyone is kind of in the same boat. Close race. Runner-up and judge race wants recount. The runner-up in Tuesday's Democratic primary for a Champaign County judgeship said she intends to ask for a full recount of the paper ballots. With a vote count this close, I think either side should want that, Urbana attorney Ruth Wyman said Wednesday, less than 24 hours after her apparent second place finish to Ramona Sullivan. Around 9:45 p.m., when returns posted on County Clerk Aaron Amon's website reported all 118 precincts had been counted, Sullivan was ahead by 148 votes. On Wednesday, that site had slightly higher numbers for the four candidates, but Sullivan was still in front by 157 votes. Troy Lazar remained in third place and David Moore in fourth place. Neither Amons nor his chief deputy, Angela Patton, returned calls to explain the differences. Wyman said she had no explanation either. I think it's important there are paper ballots, she said. Likewise, Lazar and Moore said they had no explanation for the different numbers. Sullivan did not return a message seeking comment. With less than 1% of the vote separating Ramona Sullivan and I in the Democratic primary, and more than 1,500 outstanding Democratic vote-by-mail ballots requested but not yet counted, we have nearly 2 weeks before all ballots have to be received by the county clerk's office to be counted, Wyman said. I look forward to continuing to observe and be part of the Democratic process and see that every vote is counted. Wyman said she and Sullivan spent part of Wednesday at the clerk's office observing as mailed-in ballots were opened. I've been watching them feeding them into their machines. One of my interns is there now to observe vote-by-mail counting and make sure everything is kosher, Wyman said. We are just trying to make sure democracy works. Illinois State Board of Elections spokesman Matt Dietrich said mail-in ballots had to be postmarked by March 17th in order to be counted, but don't have to be received by the clerk until the end of the month. Wyman said she and her interns were told that 701 additional ballots arrived at the clerk's mail Wednesday. Their procedure is that they open the envelope, check the signature with the voter file. If they appear to match, then they remove the envelope and put the ballot into the vote counting machine, Wyman said. They will not open up the machine again until March 31st, when the last ballots have been fed in. That's also the date when the machine will give its results. Patton told the News Gazette she would check the records to see how many voters requested ballots by mail, but had yet to supply that information. Earlier, she said that as of the end of Monday, 2,064 mail-in ballots had been received by the clerk's office, and another 13,235 people had voted early at polling places, representing almost half of the people who voted in the primary. Wyman said there could be innocent explanations for the differences in numbers, but she wants to hear them. I don't want to sound paranoid. You have to have a basic amount of trust, but you have to be able to verify as well, she said. I can only imagine the enormous cost for that. I don't have independent wealth, and that's what credit cards are for. Now we have Jim Dive's column. Life writ small, taking a toll on us all. The pall cast upon us continues in Champaign-Urbana, where life is slowed to a crawl that's not easy to confront. Those who are feeling down and out are not alone. Fallout from the coronavirus pandemic continues to affect people in a variety of ways, everything from the personal to the psychological. Life, of course, goes on in a limited way. After all, there was an election held Tuesday in this state. But Champaign psychiatrist Lawrence Jekyll said the pandemic's assault on daily life, plus the damp and dank March weather, taps into a sort of core lethargy and makes many people feel less enlivened. Further complicated people's emotional reaction to a pervasive posture of what looks like panic is the fact that the public health threat is more invisible and open-ended. When people wonder, will life return to normal, with schools open, sports on television, and local bars and restaurants filled with customers? No one can say with certainty. The powers that be are doing their best to reassure the public. Regarding the schools, they say the educational process will continue through online classes. That may work for some people, but Parkland College professor Seth Mendelowitz said there's a reason a lot of students don't take online classes. They need hands-on assistance, he said. I worry that students without a class to go to are going to taper off instead of staying on top of it. Making a difficult situation worse, he said, many of his students work, and some of them will lose their jobs as the economy slows to a glacial pace. The vast majority work at least part-time. I've got a number of students who work night shifts and come to school straight from work, Mendelowitz said. Most K through 12 schools don't offer even offer ineffective online learning, let alone online learning that works. How much school will students miss, and what will they do with their free time in the meantime? And what about life's memorable moments that are all up in the air? It's not just funerals that are becoming complicated. Dave's Bridal Shop in Champaign is limiting business to curbside pickup of wedding gowns. Over at Lindsay Lane Bridal in Urbana, store owner Janet Brotherton said she sees customers on a restricted basis. We're limiting the number who can come in, Brotherton said. Basically, it's private appointments. As difficult as circumstances are for the bridal shop operators, think of the brides who are coping with last-minute changes in plans. One store manager said a prospective bride needed to pick up her dress. Having been told that the planned venue for her wedding is off-limits, the bride decided to be married at her parents' residence instead. Brotherton said she had one bride who had planned festivities for Stone Creek in Urbana, only to have it close. Then she moved it to the Colonnades Club. Now she's not sure that's going to happen, Brotherton said. Over at the local cop shops, daily operations appear to be relatively normal for patrol officers, with one major exception. Sheriff's Lieutenant Tony Shaw, who oversees patrol operations, said his officers are trying, if possible, to limit contact with people making calls for service by taking reports over the phone. If we can avoid direct contact with people, we are, he said. They seem to be very understanding. Shaw said there appears to be no spike in calls for service or in particular kinds of calls for service. But when people are cooped up for long periods of time or feeling stressed, bored, or fearful, tempers flare. In other words, there are increases in domestic violence calls. That hasn't been a problem so far, Shaw said. We're still early on in this open-ended process. At the Urbana Police Department, Chief Brian Serafin said the coronavirus concern has made a lot more work for us in management. They're making contingency plans to maintain continuity of operations in the event virus-related problems develop, including multiple officers becoming ill. There are quite a few things that have to be managed, Serafin said. The mind reels at the volume and scope of dislocation and the broad impact it is having on the people in Champaign County and the state, nation, and world. Then again, no one ever promised that an impending apocalypse would be a walk in the park. Housing Authority of Champaign County. Illnesses net temporary shutdown. The Housing Authority of Champaign County has temporarily shut down its offices and sent employees home after one staff member became ill Tuesday and was tested for COVID-19, and CEO David Northern Sr. also became ill. Northern said he began feeling sick Tuesday with a fever, high blood pressure, body ache, and runny nose. He continued to feel ill Wednesday, he said. The major symptoms of COVID-19 are fever, coughing, and shortness of breath. Northern said he hasn't had any respiratory symptoms, but a staff member who was tested did. Northern said he sought medical attention Tuesday morning, but wasn't tested for COVID-19. He was told that if his staff member's test is positive, he would likely be positive for the virus himself. The sick employee doesn't have a position in which they are in contact with the general public or clients, according to a notice sent to Housing Authority employees. Northern and his ill staff member are both on self-imposed 14-day confinement, and he suggested that Housing Authority staff members consider doing the same. It can hit everybody, Northern said. The Housing Authority's offices at 2008 North Market Street, Champaign, were shut down at noon Wednesday. Northern said they will remain closed until Monday and will be cleaned and sanitized. The agency has an emergency maintenance crew and contractors available for tenants if needed, he said. Champaign-Urbana Public Health District, Champaign-Urbana Public Health District Deputy Administrator Awais Vade said self-confinement is advised for family members when someone in the same household is sick with COVID-19 symptoms. But the risk at workplaces is largely among co-workers sharing a close space with an ill employee for an extended period, basically if they're within 6 feet of each other for 10 minutes at a time. Teacher of the Week, truly a privilege. Just because schools are closed doesn't mean instruction has stopped. With many educators beginning to shift online, we'll continue to spotlight our area's best through the end of the semester. For Sarah Rayberg, there's nothing better than teaching kids to read, even when they're not in school. The News Gazette's Teacher of the Week tries to do that in myriad interesting and engaging ways with second graders at Gibson City Melvin Sibley Elementary. I find my work important because it is such an honor to have the ability to teach children. It's so fun and exciting to watch them learn and gain the confidence in their abilities. Each year I get the opportunity to build relationships with a new group of students. It's truly a privilege to be a part of their life and their educational journey. One of my favorite lessons to teach was contraction surgery. The students dressed up as doctors and had to point and repair them by turning them into contractions. They loved dressing up as doctors and using band-aids to repair words, which also showed how much they really understood about contractions. That's pretty cool. I became a teacher because I always loved teaching children. I remember working with children growing up and being so excited the first time I worked with a child and watched her have the aha moment in which the learning clicked and she understood. I love children. Helping children understand new concepts and seeing the pride they have in themselves. When I began to see these aha moments with children I was working with, I knew teaching would be a profession I would love. One of the most fulfilling moments on the job is when a student who has previously struggled with reading or did not enjoy it starts to build their confidence and fall in love with books. when they start to tell you how happy they are that they can read now or they find a book they can't put down. I get so much joy to have been a part of helping them find that passion for reading. If I weren't a teacher, I would be an announcer for the Chicago Cubs. Urbana emergency order. Alcohol now available for delivery. A new executive order from Mayor Diane Marlin means that you can now have your favorite booze delivered to you from certain establishments in the city. Urbana Emergency Order 2001 was crafted in response to Governor J.B. Pritzker's action this week prohibiting restaurants and bars from serving food and beverages on premises during the coronavirus pandemic. The governor's order doesn't ban establishments from doing business altogether. They're allowed to serve customers via carryout, drive-through, or delivery. Marlin's order now allows for the delivery of alcohol in its original sealed packaging for off-site legal consumption. We 100% plan on taking advantage of that, said Rose Bowl Tavern owner-manager Charlie Harris. We're scrambling to get everything together right now, so we haven't started delivery yet. But we have one of our windows open in the parking lot side of the tavern where you can order and we'll hand your liquor that way. We also have wine and full bottles of booze we could sell. There are also accepting orders via phone and Facebook Messenger. Bunny's Tavern owner Ben Manns also plans on taking advantage of the new rules. In order to get through these hard times, we paired with Riggs to sell growlers of Riggs craft beer, he said. We started doing that Tuesday. We've always had the ability to sell packaged drinks, but now we can deliver as far as curbside. That excludes mixed drinks, but full bottles of liquor? I guess I don't see why not, Manns said. Around the area, a special delivery in Paxton, Meals to Go in Urbana, a plea from Tilton Public Works, and much more. Arcola, City Hall will close to walk-in starting Monday, but will take appointments that we feel are needed, said Mayor Larry Ferguson Wednesday. Arthur, the message from Village President Rod Randall to residents and tourists alike, be safe, be healthy, and we miss all our visitors who often come to our community. The Visitors Welcome Center and Community Building are open to the public but remain staffed. Champaign, Bethel AME Church will give away 75 bag lunches and 75 dinner trays next Wednesday for those in need, Pastor Terrence Thomas said. Lunch will be from noon to 1:30 and dinner from 5 to 6:30. Charleston, Eastern Illinois University, trustees will hold an emergency meeting at 3 p.m. today. The agenda posted Wednesday night includes one action item. Due to circumstances of the COVID-19 pandemic, the board authorizes the president to make decisions relative to refunding or crediting students with housing and dining contracts who choose not to return to EIU residences for the spring 2020 semester. Clinton, tonight's DeWitt County Board meeting has been scratched. Also called off any activities at the Clinton Lake Marina. Fisher, restrooms are off limits, but at least for the time being, village parks will remain open otherwise, officials say. However, no walk-in traffic will be allowed at village offices. Gibson City, all city parks and city hall are closed until further notice. In a note to residents, officials said, we will remain a functioning municipality. We will still be receiving mail and will have phone lines open if assistance is needed. Homer, restaurants aren't the only establishments resorting to curbside delivery this week. The Homer Community Library is offering that same service to residents looking for a book, Mayor Ray Cunningham said. Muhammad, the March 28th, 29th Central Illinois Home and Garden Expo has been called off, but Mayor Muhammad Area Chamber of Commerce Director Walter Pierce said no decision has been made about the Homer Soda Festival set to relocate to the village for the first time in June. This has been Mary Moreland reading the News Gazette Part 1 for Thursday, March 19th. 2020. Please stay tuned for part two.
There's absolutely nothing deficient about the supply chain. It's working. In fact, it is answering the call, but we would not have to be taking these extraordinary measures if people would shop normally. Illinois' largest group of manufacturers said the same thing about the flow of products from producer to seller. It's important for Illinoisans to remain calm and understand that the food supply chain remains strong and robust. Overtime opportunities. Carr said he's working with the Illinois Department of Labor to suspend the state's one-day rest and seven act, which requires workers to have at least 24 hours of rest every week so that willing employees can work longer hours at distribution centers if they want to get overtime. He's also working with municipalities to suspend overnight delivery restrictions. And that's all we have time for today. I'll be back in a couple of minutes with part two of the News Gazette for Wednesday, March 18th.